Rod, how does it feel to be back at the Sheffield Steelers?
Well, it feels great, but a bit odd at the same time because I'm not used to being away. But I'm definitely excited to be back on the team. The prospect of getting to play some hockey again.
What is it about this club that makes you want to come back and want to keep coming back? Because you've been returning to the club previous to the last year for kind of 8 seasons.
Yeah, well, I mean, I live in Sheffield. I've got a house here, and like I say, it's my hometown now. So I hadn't really considered playing anywhere else. I'm probably going to be here for a while when hockey's finished, and you just want to play for your team, really.
It's probably been a bit of a strange time for you. Obviously, you've mentioned that Sheffield you now consider your kind of hometown. Was it a surprise for you not to be re-signed by Doug Christensen during the off-season last year?
It was a bit, of course, obviously, when I first sort of found out about it. You always hope to come back and want to come back. And having played for Doug with Team GB, I thought, maybe he'd have a spot for me. But in the end, that was his decision. He does what he thinks is best. I don't know what his thinking was specifically behind it, whether he didn't rate me or what it was, but I'm sure getting rid of some of the senior players would have allowed him to sort of build the team the way he wanted it. So, as a hockey professional, you kind of understand these things a bit, but at the same time, you're always disappointed to not be able to continue with your team. And it wasn't really an option for me to go play anywhere else because I also have a job. I work in Sheffield. So it was a difficult year to be away from hockey, but I'm like I say, excited to be coming back.
Did you get offers from kind of other teams while you were, because obviously you were at Sheffield for a long time, you said that you might not want to think about going anywhere else, but did you get offers from other hockey clubs around the league?
Yeah, I got a few offers from other teams in the league and some from the league below. Obviously now that I'm a British citizen, I can slot into the EPL a bit easier, but again, just the travel and work, and I'm also finishing a university degree, just would have been a bit difficult to swing with all the driving up and down the motorway to play somewhere. I did get a few calls through the middle of the season when guys had injuries. And Ryan Finnerty phoned me a couple times, and Coventry was on the phone too, and they had some defensemen go down with injuries.
So obviously returning to the Steelers, how did the deal come about?
It was just sort of a slow build-up thing. Jared Adams approached me a few weeks ago and discussed sort of what options what I could offer for the club in a return. And I was obviously hoping to come back. I've been staying in shape and out in the off season. He figured he had a spot for me to play on defensive role. I'm sure it'll have changed slightly from what it was when I was playing a year and a half ago, but I'm a bit of a versatile player. I like to think I can slot in on forward or defense or wherever they need me. So I think he thought that was probably a good thing to have on the team. So hopefully I can do what he wants me to do.
And how much do you know about Jared Adams as a coach? Have you kind of sat down and had the chance to kind of have a conversation about whether or not he does want you to play as a defenseman or maybe chip in occasionally with the forward? Because as you said, you're playing that kind of versatile role of a year and a half ago for the Steelers.
Yeah, well, I mean, I've spoken with him a few times here now, obviously, through over the signing process and seeing what his thoughts were for the season and obviously him trying to get a hold of what I was after and that. And yeah, I think, like he says, I'll probably, just fill in where I can as a defenseman on the back, concentrate on playing defense. But then if there's any injuries, I do have an opportunity maybe to jump up and help out that way. But I'm sure I'll just be focusing on the defensive side of things and whatever he sort of puts my way. Obviously, being away for a year and a half, I'm still in good shape and not physically, but it'll take a week or two of training to hopefully get the feel of everything back, and away we go. To be fair, I'm probably better off now than I was 12 months ago because I've had some time to rest some injuries that I was carrying at the end of last season and go to the gym and have a bit more of an off season here to bulk up a bit. I don't think the physical side of things is going to be an issue or anything. Any previous injuries like my kidney and that, those all healed up relatively close to after they happened. So there's nothing lingering. I'm, like I say, itching to get on the ice and get back in game shape.
I was going to say, being out for, you know, a year, you must be kind of itching to get back on the ice.
Yeah, it's tough to sit on the sidelines and listen to your team win and lose and everything else. I'm really glad for them that they did win the playoffs, because I think they, you know, they have got a good group of guys, and obviously always hoping that your mates, your British friends, and I can do well. But yeah, it's difficult to sit back and you know, want to be out there as well. So I've got a big itch to scratch here.
And what does the squad need to do to move forward from obviously last year? You mentioned the playoff success, but also the kind of frustration of finishing second in the Elite League. What do the team need to do to take the next step?
Well, to be fair, I mean, I don't know the ins and outs of the team specifically and how the year went by in detail. But I know from any year in previous campaigns that, you know, the starts has a lot to do with things, and then staying healthy. From what I've heard, Belfast was one of those teams that managed to avoid a lot of the injuries and missing players, and I think that only benefited them. So if we can find some good replacements for guys who've moved on and then stay healthy as a team throughout the year, I think we've got a good shot.